Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. It's hard to yell when the bat rails in your mouth. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. 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 Bring them out.
It's time to salute your sports on KCOU 88.1 FM and KCOU.FM.
What is happening, Columbia? You are listening to Salute Your Sports, the KCOU's longest-running Mizzou sports radio program, here on a rainy Wednesday afternoon. I had to make sure it was Wednesday.
It's always Wednesdays.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes you forget. I've been down here so long, sometimes you get the days mixed up. As you can hear his voice, James Stanley is back once again.
Have I really been gone for 2 weeks?
Yeah, you've been gone for 2 weeks, my man.
Oh, man. Trips down to the state capitol, good time.
Yeah, really good time. Back on the boards for us.
Yeah, finally, Lincoln season's over in basketball, so...
How'd that go?
I'm done. Well, they lost in the MIAA tournament on Saturday. After going up 8-0 on the number one team in the country out of the first 2 minutes. Oof. And then Northwest Missouri State went on a 32-2 run.
Woof. That's a lot.
Hey, at least they won on Friday, and they gave a good showing against Fort Hays State. But
hey, that's not too bad. And since Matthew Terry is not here with us, we got Kyle Jones back again after you were here about 2 weeks ago, right?
I think it was either two or three. It was not too long ago.
Yeah, you were here when James was first needed a replacement. So welcome back.
Yes, good to be back.
The phony at the mic.
And, of course, I'm not safe from James Stanley hitting those sound bites either.
Did you use them at all while I was gone?
A little bit.
I gave you the files.
I used some sound bites. I used a couple new ones, too.
Too bad we can't make Matthew Terry mad today unless he's listening on the road to Nashville.
Yeah, that's right. On the road to Nashville because...
SEC for tournament.
The SEC tournament, that's right.
Well, he should already be there. He should be at Bridgestone Arena by now.
Hopefully.
He just sent out a tweet 27 seconds ago, so I'm going to imagine that he has safely made it, because I'm going to assume that he's not the type to tweet and drive.
Unless it's about wrestling.
Unless it's
even
about
driving.
Wrestling.
He's gone with two other people, but best of luck to Matthew Terry. Is that on the A-stream,
yeah,
right,
that's
tonight?
Here.
I believe so.
That's like
so
him
tip
and
off,
Nash Walker, right?
So tip-off is
Chuck
at 6:30.
Ooh, okay.
Tip-off is at 6:30, correct?
6:30,
yes.
I believe so.
No, tip-off at 6. Pre-game at 5:15 is what's on the Twitter, but that could.
So just stay tuned right after our show ends.
Yeah,
stay on the radio.
Right after.
Keep your channel, don't touch the dial.
Get some hot Georgia action for you. Speaking of Georgia, let's try to break down this past week for Mizzou sports chronologically. We'll start out with the Georgia game, which was on March 6th at 5:30 p.m. on a Wednesday. On a blustery Wednesday. Oh,
sure, was it cold then?
I think it was.
I mean, there's...
Oh, can we get the temperature now down in the low 20s out at the Columbia Regional Airport?
You want to talk about blustery? Let's talk about their shooting in the first half, teams. Mizzou went 0 for 12 from behind the arc in the first half. Georgia went 0 for 10 from behind the arc in the first half. I believe... What was the score going into the second half? It was something like just abysmal. 25-14.
Oh, man.
Yikes. Ouch.
Yeah.
That's gross. That's sickening.
We may fit an NC State on here for only putting up like 40 in like a regulation game. Georgia only put up 39, y'all. 39 actual points.
They did it. They embarrassed themselves.
In a regular season NCAA game, which propelled Mizzou to a 14-15 record. Going 5-12 in the conference. So, anything else worth mentioning besides the horrid shooting performance? Yes, there is actually. Torrance Watson shot about 50% from the field, had himself a 17-point night. Jordan Geist went 8-12.
I was about to say, Geist night that night was pretty good. 8-12 from the floor, 6 assists. Not only did he score well, he dished the ball around pretty well.
Yeah. Another thing about Watson, he had. Shot 50% from three after an ice-cold start for three-point shooting. Was able to find his groove and really be the difference maker as far as, setting the Tigers apart from Georgia. Was someone in any foul trouble for that game?
Oh, Tillman with four again.
Okay. So like
and Salem Mitchell Smith getting a start there as well. 17 minutes for him, 4 fouls, but 11 rebounds and a 4 offensive boards. And taking a look at the numbers here for Mizzou, points in the paint, 40 points in the paint, 33 points off the bench, and 9 points off turnovers. Those second chance points, despite 16 offensive rebounds, just sits at 6 points in that game. So if that's something Missouri can do different against Georgia tonight, it's actually capitalized when they get the ball back.
Yeah, I mean, like, again, as we mentioned, they were just, like, so dominant, like, around the paint, bullying people for those points, bullying for those boards. If they can just, you know, not go, like, 0 for 12 or, like, 0 for 10 from 3.
What seed and, like, is Georgia?
They're, like...
I think they're 13.
11 and 19 after the game against Missouri 2 Wednesdays ago. Or last Wednesday. Woof.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
Not great.
I mean, they are the Bulldogs, so woof is appropriate.
That makes Mizzou's 5-12 at that point look decent.
Yeah, that makes it look impressive. I believe the only teams who had a worse conference record are like
Georgia and Vandy.
Yeah, Vanderbilt.
Well, and it would have been different had a fan not thrown it. Was it a teddy bear on the floor?
Yes. Yes, it was a teddy bear that interrupted that game, which is something I don't think I've ever thought that I would see in college basketball.
Well, Chris and I, we saw some snowballs out at the Chiefs game against the Colts in the playoffs.
I got pelted like twice.
I mean, that's understandable, you know?
Because I was wearing blue. That was my problem. They couldn't see, like, my away jersey.
Oh, that... I was wearing a blue hat as well, and I got this dirty look from a fan going up the aisle. I kept looking at my hat. It was a Sugar Bowl stocking cap. From I got over break, and...
Ooh,
That's
a primo hat.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he was like, what is that? I'm like, it's the Sugar Bowl. I'm not a Colts fan. I'm wearing a Chiefs jacket. Why would I wear both?
I've seen some
Why
things...
Why would my colors clash?
I mean, I saw a picture come out yesterday... Or a couple days ago from the, like, whatever game Spurs was playing in for, and like, either the Premier League or something. And
Tottenham Hotspurs, for those of you who don't know.
And the guy was wearing Spurs pants with an Arsenal jacket. Arsenal, of course, being the sworn enemies of Tottenham Hotspur.
Man. That's
like, what
like,
are you doing?
Just trying to be stylish, man.
I guess.
Don't know what's worse, that or, Or wearing a KU shirt with Mizzou shorts.
Or just wearing
some people do that.
Or just strutting KU merch on campus here at Mizzou. I've seen that way too much.
You know, one that really grinds my gears is someone wearing a St. Louis Cardinals hat with a KU shirt.
That's just wrong.
You're cherry picking what teams you want to.
That's called root blasphemy.
That's a lot. It was a lot. Not a whole lot else I want to talk about that Georgia game because it was just
bad.
Just Garbo, front to back, back to front. So let's move on to senior night for the men's basketball team. Kind of ending the season with a wet thud as the Ole Miss Rebels beat the Tigers 73-68. Tigers were leading 34-26 at the half, but just could not hang on. Ole Miss scored 47 points. In the second half, to Mizzou's 34.
Hey, I got one more thing of interest here, kind of a trivia note.
Okay.
When was the last, and this is about the Georgia game.
Okay.
When was the last time Georgia scored 40 or less points in a game?
Oh.
Do you want to guess how many years ago it was? And the opponent. Props you can get either.
Okay. I'm going to say, I'm probably over 30.
It was below. What I'm saying, below 40 points. It was above 30.
Okay,
but
I mean, like years, like was it
oh
like
above years?
Yeah,
no, gotta go way further back than that.
Oh,
50 years
further,
60,
73, 74 years. 1945 was the last time.
Was it against Georgia Tech?
Georgia Tech.
Wow.
How do you figure that out?
Because I mean, Georgia Tech, for like in those very early years of college athletics, Georgia Tech was good at basically everything, you know?
It was also the fewest points scored by a Mizzou opponent in SEC play since Mississippi State scored 36 on February 13th, 2013.
Wow.
Oof.
That under Frank Haith? Yeah, it was Frank Haith.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyways, Torrence Watson. That was a good segue. Torrence Watson going back on his tear, shooting 4 for 10 from the field with 14 points. During that game. So another, you know, solid double-digit game for Torrence Watson. Xavier Pinson leading all scorers that day with 20, shooting 8 for 12 from the field.
But it's just how this team collapsed at home. That is the terrible thing.
Yeah.
It was another one of those things where it's like, I don't even want to pull up like their record when leading by 10.
I mean,
at any point during the game.
If you really look back,
it's below 500 now, probably.
It is. I'm relatively sure it is. But if you like, if you really look at how many games the Tigers blew, I think it would have put them as like a bubble team for the NCAA tournament that they held on. Like, it's just bad.
Tillman at least stayed out of foul trouble.
That is
true. He did.
And he shot relatively well, 4 for 9, 3 for 4 from the line. I mean, that's not bad, with 6 defensive rebounds. You know, leads the team in that category.
But I think some of these glaring numbers here, the bench points, only 5 bench points for Missouri, not an all-around team effort.
Well, they don't have much of a bench to use.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there still should be at least, in my opinion, you should have at least about 20% of your points coming off the bench no matter what.
You want Ronnie Suggs coming in, posting, you know, at least double digits or something?
He had a solid stretch of games, as far as I can remember.
He did, yeah.
He was getting, like, I don't know, like 5 or 6 a night, which is, like, fine. Like, that's, like, I don't know, built for, like, a player of, like, I don't know, as, like, a walk-on. That's kind of, like, what you're hoping for. Like, I don't know, somewhere, like, a little bit under double digits a night.
It's the free throws that killed him.
Yeah.
Ole Miss 19-21 from the free throw line. Oh, you know, another crazy stat from the MIAA tournament. Northwest Missouri State last Thursday played Emporia State. They got to the free throw line 39 times.
Woo!
32 of 39, and they won by 3 points.
Emporia State, of course, a team that played Missouri relatively close last season.
I would like to see Northwest Missouri State, number one team in Division II basketball, play Missouri.
Ooh,
that'd be close.
That'd be
fun.
I'd be down for one of those, like, Mizzou versus Missouri, like, Valley Conference, like, teams. I know
I mean, they do it with the MIAA is a lower conference than the Missouri Valley.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, what, Division II?
Yeah, well, no, the Missouri Valley.
No, Missouri Valley's.
The MIAA is Division II.
Yeah, Missouri Valley's Div 1. They're just, it's a bunch of FCS schools.
Well, and Mizzou has had a history of playing teams out of the MIAA. UCM's one of them. Missouri
right.
Western. I don't know if they've played Missouri. Missouri Southern's been awfully good this last year. By the way, they're the one team that has 20. They're ranked 20th in the country. They've been upset like 6 times on the season.
Dang.
Which I don't understand why they're still ranked 20th.
Yeah,
insane.
How do you keep your ranking after that?
Ridiculous.
Another thing worth noting during that Ole Miss game, during the second half, Mizzou only shot 3 for 10 from downtown, as opposed to going 5 for 7 in the first half. So, yeah.
Bills fell off the bus.
A big difference there. Ole Miss knew how to make adjustments into the locker room, and Missouri did not know how to answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sad to see that, is it Mark, not Mark Wolf.
Adam Wolf.
Adam Wolf.
Did not play a single minute. Yeah, no.
Yeah, it was one of those games where you're kind of hoping for, like, you know.
Well, it's senior day, though.
It's one of the things where it's like you hope that, you know, Kevin Puryear gets to have his, like, you know, last ride as, like, a regular season Tiger. Jordan Geist goes out and has, like, a, you know, one of his standard, like, quality games, which he kind of did. He had, like, a modest 12-point game, shooting 4 for 9, 2 for 3 from behind the arc.
4 defensive rebounds. It's not bad.
Yeah, it was a really solid showing from Jordan Geist, which I guess sort of, like, if you want to, like, get, like, Jordan Geist, like, down to a T, it's, like, something like that.
Yeah.
Granted, probably, like, a little bit more shoot. Probably, like, more shots, like, more points on the board, but still.
Yeah, I mean, he only threw up 9. Like, a standard Jordan Geist game, he's going to throw up a whole lot more than that, especially from 3. He only had 3 attempts from beyond the arc.
Yeah, so it was kind of encouraging to see guys like Pinson and Watson, like shoulder, like, the brunt of, like, the shooting. Granted, it kind of, like, fell off in the second half as, like, the 3-point shooting went down, as well as the overall field goal shooting. But still, it's nice to, like, see, like, the transition from, like, having it be mainly, like, a Geist, like, run, like, offense to it being, like, more like a Pinson-Watson type deal.
Yep. It bodes well for the future,
hope. It kind of like an ushering in of the new after kind of ushering out the old. But I think it'll be a big difference in the future, especially if Jonte Porter comes back for next season. And then looking at what Tillman, because I believe Tillman will be a much better player if Porter's on the floor.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think,
because it will take the pressure off him as just being that big man down low.
I think,
but that's a big if Jonte Porter is even going to come back.
Oh, I don't think Jonte comes back. I think Jonte leaves.
Yeah, I'm getting, like, heavy, like, Jonte's probably leaving vibes too.
But I think you talk about transitioning to a new era. Isn't with the graduation of Geist and Puryear. The players on the roster now are all fully, like, their entire college career has been under Konzo Martin. So
this is like a Konzo Martin's.
Yeah.
All Martin boys.
Is that right? That doesn't seem right.
No, I'm pretty sure
Nico's
it is.
Gone, right? Nico's a senior.
Geist's a senior. Kevin Purdue's a senior.
What about Mitchell Smith?
Smith
is a red shirt.
He
was brought in under...
Was he brought in
under
Kim Anderson?
Under Kim Anderson.
So he's...
Because Mitchell Smith tore his ACL a couple years ago against LSU.
But he never... Right. So, yeah, I think you're right.
So Smith has one more year.
Has one more year, and then it will be all Konzo Martin.
I believe that's right. Here, let's...
I think
look at the tape.
I can look at the roster, figure out who it is.
He's a sophomore.
So it's not Mitchell Smith. Who is it?
What are you thinking of?
Not Mark Smith.
Too many Smiths on this.
There's too many Smiths.
There's going to be another one, too, next year. Drew Smith.
Yeah, Drew Smith. My goodness. That's going to be the worst to broadcast. We have two M Smiths and then Drew Smith. That's going to be the worst to call games with.
You say it's going to be the worst. I think it will be very exciting.
No, 2016-17 is last. That was Kim Anderson's last season, right?
Okay, yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, he tore his ACL, so Mitchell Smith will be the last. Kim Anderson player.
Okay. That's interesting.
Fair enough.
Because he should be a junior right now.
He should be a junior, but he got redshirted.
Well, Nico's a junior as well, so.
Oh.
Unless I'm looking at the... No, this is 2018, yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right. Reed Nico is listed as a junior.
So Nico will be back. So we're not quite out of the Kim Anderson recruiting tree yet.
Not yet. We're getting close.
We're getting there. Slowly but surely. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the SEC men's tournament before I think we cut to break and then talk about the women's team.
Chances of running the tables?
Slim to none.
You want to see the Vegas odds on that? I don't even want to look.
Pull them up. Let's see what happens.
Hold on. I'll give it a Google.
They have to have better odds than, like, Georgia, right?
No. No way.
We're going to look. Let's see if I can find... Okay.
They come back if John Tate... Well, look how that worked out last year with Michael Porter Jr. coming back.
So, odds to win the SEC, according to Las Vegas Superbook, I think this has not been updated because this is from July 8th, 2018. So, we're not going to look at that.
Odds might be vaguely
what
the
was,
same.
What was Missouri's odds going into that game?
It's in the 2018. It was 20-1.
Ooh.
Which is still pretty low. And that's at full strength.
I mean, Alabama was 5-8. And then Ole Miss was not applicable because they still had their postseason ban.
Not applicable.
Are they still out?
No, they're back. They can do it. Hold
Unlike Missouri.
College basketball odds 2019. Let's see if we can find something. Anything.
While we do that, we're going to remind you guys again that you can catch coverage of tonight's Mizzou-Georgia game, first round of the SEC tournament, right here on a KCOU 88.1 FM and KCOU.FM on the web. Matthew Terry's going to be there. Chuck Ryan's going to be there. I think Nash Walker's going to be there, too.
Yeah, he's going to be reporting.
That's right. So you can catch him on... if you follow the at KCOU Sports account, you can find tweets from him about that very game. Starting at 6 p.m. Tip-off's at 6, but I believe pregame will start right around probably after the show, if we're being real.
All right, so for tonight, which is the only thing I can find.
It's just tonight's odds?
Missouri is favored by 4.
Okay.
Only by 4? Wow.
Yeah. I can't find a full tournament odds, though, which is... awkward.
Interesting.
I'm reading this preview, and the Mizzou website has this listed twice. Freshman Torrance Watson is averaging 15.7 points per game and shooting 45.5% from beyond the arc over the last 4 games. They have that listed first, and then again, like, 5 bullet points down. Just in case you guys forgot.
Hey, it's really important, you
Copy
know?
And pasting, baby.
That's right. This kid is on fire.
He's doing real well.
You'll love to see it. I believe they, what does it say? It said they had a plus 22 margin on the class against Georgia last week. What does that mean? Like margins?
It means that things have happened.
Anyways, don't like bet on this year running the table for the SEC tournament.
I found it.
Oh.
20,000. Plus 20,000.
That's 20,000 to one?
That's on Bovada. We're plus 20,000. To put this in perspective, Kentucky is plus 180.
So what, if you put a dollar on Mizzou, you'll win $20,000?
If we win, I think that's what that means.
If they win. Okay. Don't take gambling advice from Salute Your Sports. When we come back, we're going to talk about the end of Mizzou, the women's team's SEC tournament play. Then we're going to talk a little bit about baseball. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
KCOU would like to remind you that Missouri Tiger football and basketball are brought to you by El Rancho. Catch every Mizzou football game and Mizzou men's basketball game on KCOU 88.1 FM and on KCOU.fm. While you are online, check out El Rancho's website at www.columbiamomexicanfood.com or visit them downtown at 1014 East Broadway. Thank you, El Rancho, for supporting KCOU Sports.
Make sure to start your week off right by listening to General Admission on KCOU 88.1 FM from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Monday morning.
I think he's wrong, though. It's a heartless move.
You're agreeing and disagreeing on the same topic.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not disagreeing that it wasn't a smart move. I'm just not disagreeing with Anthony Davis's dad either.
Once again, that's General Admission from 8 to 9 a.m. on KCOU 88.1 FM for the latest updates from the MLB, NFL, NBA, and the NCAA.
Every Saturday, Cut the Nets will be live from noon to 1 on KCOU 88.1 FM.
Otto Porter's a possibility. Jabari Parker's even a possibility.
Oh, you don't want Jabari Parker.
Tune in to KCOU Sports Saturday to listen to David Kuntz, Zach Berman, and Chuck Ryan talk sports.
Fun fact of the day, number two, Robert Kraft actually owns like 99% of the city of Foxborough.
Catch Cut the Nets on KCOU 88.1 FM.
Do people care about Evan? I mean, why would the Magic want Evan Turner?
KCOU would like to thank B&B Bagel for their support. Located at 124 East Nifong Boulevard, B&B Bagel offers affordable made-from-scratch bagels, sandwiches, pastries, and more. Need an event catered? Call B&B Bagel today and they will take care of you and your event. For more information, visit their website, bbbagel.com, or find them on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you, B&B Bagel, for your support of KCOU Columbia 88.1 FM and KCOU Sports, the student voice of the Missouri Tigers.
Whatever I want, live from Studio A, broadcasting on KCOU 88.1 every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. Brick Squad.
Hello, this is DJ Mega Seg. I hope you are enjoying the program. Please stay tuned for more wireless transmission of electromagnetic radiation.
There was a wine colonial boy, Jack Doolin was his name. A poor but honest parents, he was born near Castlemaine. He was his father's only son, his mother's pride and joy. And dearly did his parents love their wild colonial boy. At the early age of 16 years, he left
Top of the morning to you, Chris.
Ooh, why don't you sit down for a pint?
Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to get me a good pint of Guinness.
Or water.
It depends on if you're of drinking age or not. Whatever it is.
Drink water, y'all.
Do legal things.
You're listening
be
to
legal.
Salute Sports. Mizzou, KCU's longest running Mizzou sports talk show here
on St. Patrick's Day edition.
St. Patrick's Day edition. If y'all could catch James Stanley's theme here as it slowly fades out into the darkness.
It's a good Irish folk song, if I do say so myself.
Unfortunately for y'all, we still got plenty of show left, so let's talk about the Mizzou one scene. Let's talk about the SEC tournament, because it was pretty eventful for the women's team. They beat their, what's it called? What do we want to call them? Regular season demons by thumping Florida. What was it? 87 to 56. They just got trounced on a 2:30 in the afternoon game on March 7th. Sophie Cunningham, not the leading scorer that game. Leading scorer this time was Amber Smith, shooting a impressive 6 for 10 from the field, shooting all four of her free throws, grabbing 9 boards.
She has always been really, really just a high-quality player, and she doesn't get enough recognition because her influence is always buried under the fact that Sophie Cunningham is so darn good.
Yeah, I agree with that. There's a lot of gems in here.
There's a lot of that on this Missouri women's basketball team.
When you're also going to win a lot of games, too, and you got 4 players in double-digit scoring, too.
Yeah.
Haley Troof with 10 points, shoots with 16, and Cunningham with 13.
Which the fact that Troop and Shoots got double digits is great for the future of this program.
How about those bench points, though?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nearly half the points of the whole game from the bench, 40 out of the 87 points scored.
14 points off of turnovers. Dominating points in the paint on like a 32 to like 22 margin.
I mean, when even Emmanuel Tuan is hitting 6 with, you know, a pair of assists and plenty of rebounds, like, your bench is looking good.
Outscoring Florida in second chance opportunities, too, on like a 13-4 margin.
How about knocking down 22 points in all the quarters except for the first when they were tied at 20 going into the
end? Just like a single, solid, consistent offensive front from the women's team.
Holding the Gators to only 10 in the fourth quarter, really, you know, some lockdown clutch defense.
That's right. Let them know.
You got to love that, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's also something you should expect from beating down a team that ended the season 8-23.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, I mean, this was to be expected, but at the same time.
Thank God that didn't happen twice.
Yeah. That was that could have been bad.
It could have been very bad, but it very gladly was not for the Mizzou women's team. Moving on to March 8th, another 2:30-ish game. They beat Kentucky, which is where I thought Mizzou's sort of tournament dance would end. I thought Kentucky would be too tough. But nope, the women's team beat them in overtime, 70-68.
Kentucky coming into that game ranked 13th in the nation. So Tigers once again taking down a ranked opponent. Not the first ranked head that they have gotten this season.
Nope, but they've had a few.
Yeah, they've had quite a few.
Lady Vol is like really early in the season. Texas A&M.
Mississippi State. Down in Stark Vegas.
That's right. Down in Stark Vegas, which we'll talk a little bit about later.
But yeah, I mean, I think what you got to really love out of this Kentucky game is the fact that at the end of the first quarter, Tigers were up 15-7. I mean, you know, holding a team under 10, especially a team with the strength that Kentucky has, is really quite commendable.
Yeah, it's it's what you call coming out with a full head of steam. Just like ready to play, ready to fight.
It's what they needed.
Ready to make your presence known. Sophie Cunningham, the leading scorer of this racket.
And this was the one, because it went to overtime, she had a chance to and wound up accomplishing it. Broke the single game scoring record in an SEC tournament. I believe by any women's player, it might have just been by a Tiger. But I know she broke some sort of record.
I was about to say her record for points in a game, talking about her legacy, is 42 points in a game. I believe she dropped that against Wake Forest a couple years ago.
But in an SEC tournament game.
She had the Demon Deacons.
That's still pretty crazy, 29 points.
Yep.
That's right. I believe, how many of them came in overtime? There were some clutch numbers.
There
like
was
9 points.
A whole
like
lot of clutch.
It was like 9 points in overtime.
Something like that. I mean, she ate it up in overtime. She was the reason that the Tigers were able to really, you know, win. As she almost always is.
As is her wont. She hit 12 of her 14 free throws, which, I mean, if you're familiar with, like, any, like, college ball, like, you're just begging and pleading with the players, just hit your free throws. And so it's always nice to see a player of, like, Sophie's caliber, like, not have that be, like, her Achilles heel.
And it was those...
This was a solid shooter.
It was those free throws that wound up sealing the game late on. So, you know, the very, very clutch from Sophie Cunningham.
Hey, James, you had some beef with, like, whoever was announcing, right? Wait, we have Eric.
Well, yeah, we've not touched on that game yet. That's the Mississippi State game.
That's the next one.
Okay, we can talk about that next or right now.
Nice transition, Chris.
Yeah, we can talk about that now or we could talk about your beef during airing of grievances, which I believe is today, because last week was statement of the week.
Oh, I'll just go ahead and bring it up now. It's relevant now. I got someone else to air my grievances about.
Okay, cool. Final score for the Mississippi State-Mizzou game. Mississippi State, 71. Mizzou, 56.
Yeesh.
But most importantly, Sophie Cunningham breaking the all-time Mizzou scoring record.
That's right, with 33 points. On the game.
She only got it out for her first bucket, though.
Yeah, that's right.
Second bucket.
It was her second bucket when she broke the record. But
what's the total number at?
It's above 2,500, I think, isn't it?
It's a whole lot now.
I want to say it's 26 something.
Yeah.
But, well, here's our lack of preparedness here. we have an excuse, though. We're students. We come on here. We do this. And I know sometimes our content's not the most polished thing out there, and we realize that we do this as practice just to learn how to talk on the air.
That's right.
But the announcer,
we all just came together and like we came together here in like 10 minutes before the show started.
That is true.
But the announcer for that game, that is inexcusable.
Yeah.
For any network, whether it's Big Ten, SEC Network, Pac-12, any team, that's a once in a 40-year call you're gonna have. Now, maybe as an announcer, maybe you'll move around to different teams. I know that feeling, and you know, you'll see different stuff, but that is a once-in-a-generation thing that Sophie Cunningham did, breaking that scoring record, and the broadcaster failed to even recognize it.
I mean, that's just...
Yeah.
You are employed by...
And that is not that hard to do on your boards. You highlight it and say, you know, three to go.
You are employed by the Educational Sports Programming Network, otherwise known as ESPN, otherwise known as ESPN, otherwise known as owned by Disney. You are being paid by the mouse.
Well, if it was SEC Network, though.
That's still ESPN. That falls under that Disney umbrella. You should know, as Mickey's a paid so professional.
Mickey's so disappointed right now.
Mickey is sitting up top the Epcot ball, frowning.
The Epcot ball.
And crying in the middle of Orlando.
Oh, Sophie Cunningham didn't get her thing, huh?
Oh, you totally forgot about a crucial stat. Why'd you do that, huh?
Anyways, I feel like for those of y'all who have been paying attention, you'll know that we said Sophie Cunningham scored 33 points. You also know that the Tigers, as a total, scored 56. So if you didn't notice the buried lead here, is that she was the only Tiger in double-digit scoring. Which isn't great.
Yeah. Well, and what's the next second closest is Jordan Chavis with 6 points?
With six points.
Wow.
No one else got over 10.
Hannah Schutz, Haley Troop, both had 5 points. Amber Smith, Sierra Porter, Jordan Roundtree, all had less than 4 points. Lauren Aldridge had 0 points.
Yep. When a starter posts a big fat donut, and Jordan Roundtree essentially posted donut. I mean, 1 point. Come on. Like you get
one free throw though.
You get to the line and you can't.
That's not off a field goal.
I mean, you get to the line and you can't even make both of them. Like, come on.
Hey, I'm never going to knock athletes like that because none of us here could even can't even say that word right.
Yeah.
None of us here would even have what's the right phrase?
Pinky finger? In our pinky finger?
So the pinky finger of these Missouri athletes
is
could beat us
into
the entire of our whole selves.
Oh, yeah. They beat us one-on-one, but I can make a free throw. That's the great athletic equalizer, you know?
The free throw?
I cannot take Shaq one-on-one, but I can almost...
That free throw would not have made a difference in the long run, though. They missed three free throws and they lose by 30.
It would not have made a difference, but I will say this. I cannot beat Shaq one-on-one, but I could almost guarantee you I'll make a free throw before he does.
Don't put that evil out there. He might
challenge me.
Careful what you wish for, man.
Hey, how about he flies up here to Mizzou and challenges me?
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show, Shaquille O'Neal. Hit that button.
Famous friend of the show, Shaquille O'Neal, said, dial me up. Tweet me.
Anyways, so that will about do it for the Mizzou women's team for the SEC tournament. I believe Mississippi State went on to beat Arkansas
in the championship,
so... Shout out to them for, you know, doing the thing they've been doing for like the past like 5 years.
Yep.
So as far as the NCAA tournament goes, Mizzou is currently at a 5 seed, correct?
Yep. Against slated to be up against the number 12 Broncos of Boise State.
Boise State, the Murder Smurfs, as they're known to be called sometimes in football. So how are we feeling?
12-5 upset.
Ooh, I like don't know of that. That'd be very on brand.
That would be very on brand. But at the same time, this could wind up going to the Sweet 16, where they're slated to most likely, probably almost definitely play UConn if they get there. And at that point, I think that's where the train ends.
Yep.
That's where the dream dies.
All roads end at UConn.
It's essentially it's women's basketball, and Gene Auriemma's squad is going to kill you.
As is their want. But still, that's a Sweet 16 trip.
It's still a banner in Mizzou Arena.
Oh, yeah. A very, very good-looking banner.
That's right.
Some extra text, not just NCAA tournament, you know?
And who doesn't like them a Sweet 16 banner? Can't beat that with
I'd rather have a Final Four banner up there, but because that's not going to happen.
I agree.
True. Maybe someday when we're old and wrinkly.
Well, is this program going to get any better from where it is right now?
It could.
It could.
It very well could. We got some good, talented recruits coming in. Asia Blackwell, very solid, going to be part of this Missouri squad.
That's right.
Next year. You got some freshman talent like Akira Levy, who, you know,
tore ACL.
Tore ACL and meniscus, but provided she rehabs that and comes back, is going to be very, very talented. Haley Frank also coming in. She has an ESPN grade of 97. So Asia Blackwell is a 98 as her grade. Haley Frank has a 97. And then Micah Linthicum, who is a center, has a grade of 90. Coming in next season.
That's a lot of like top tier talent. That's top of the shelf.
That's three top tier talents that's coming right in for these Tigers. And they all play different positions as well. Asia Blackwell, of course, a shooting guard. Haley Frank, a shooting forward, or rather a strong forward. And then Michael Linscomb, a center.
So, yeah, a lot to look forward to if you're a fan of the women's basketball team. And with that, I think we're going to cut to another break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Mizzou baseball and their five-game home winning streak. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Salute Your Sports here on KCOU 88.1 FM and KCOU.FM. See you soon.
Every Thursday morning at 8 a.m., KCOU 88.1 FM is the place to be. Make the most of your morning commute by tuning into The Cast, the Colton Anderson Sports Talk with me, Colton Anderson. Together with my partner in crime, David Coons, we break down the weekend sports with original angles and opinions you won't find anywhere else. There's no other place to be on Thursday mornings than The Cast, the Colton Anderson Sports Talk with David Coons on KCOU.FM, KCOU on the TuneIn app, and of course, 88.1 FM, KCOU Columbia.
Hi, I'm Chris Mitchell. You know, that one guy from The One Show. Don't you hate it when you're listening to the radio and not once do you hear anyone talk about video games for extended periods of time? Introducing Quarter Circle Backboard, a solo show dedicated to the sports that you like and the video games that I like. Catch me, myself, and I every Friday from 11 to midnight to hear me chop it up about things like Street Fighter tournaments, the NFL Draft, Red Dead Redemption, and hoops!
Back has it, his jumper is short. Oh, and now a fight breaks out between Kobe Bryant and Chris Childs.
Chris Childs punched him twice.
What could possibly go wrong?
Whether it be t-shirts for your charity event or jerseys for your intramural team, 1-to-1 Print Shop can handle your custom apparel needs. If you need inspiration crafting a design, you can follow them on Facebook and Instagram at 1-to-1 Print Shop to check out some of their latest work. You can also visit their website at 1to1printshop.com. That's O-N-E-T-O-O-N-E printshop.com.
Farewell, dear Rixamarter. Farewell to your dirty line. Farewell to your gangways and your gangplanks and the hell with your overtime. For the good ship Ragamuffin is lying in a decay. But to take old Pat with the shovel on his back to the shores of Putney Bay.
Hey there, guys. You're listening to Salute Your Sports, KCOU's longest running Mizzou sports talk show. Here on KCOU 88.1 FM and KCOU.FM. on a Wednesday afternoon. Right after this, don't you forget, you got coverage of the first round of the SEC tournament.
But I say, do you have coverage of Ornaw? Guess not.
I'm afraid not. Mizzou, Georgia.
This was an improv show, or impromptu show.
Yeah.
An impromptu guest we just brought on.
Yeah.
It's okay. That is just fine.
Let's turn on the wrong mic.
That's
silence the critics.
It's okay. Let's turn that off real quick. Anyways, you can catch our coverage of Mizzou, Georgia tonight, probably after the game. And you can listen to Chuck Ryan and Matthew Terry, Salute Your Sports' own Matthew Terry, chop it up about the game, during the game, as it's happening. They got lovely.
It's called play-by-play.
Yeah, and color. They got lovely broadcasting voices, honestly.
They've got some quality stuff. They'll do a great job.
Real good stuff. Kyle Jones, also in the studio here with us. James Stanley, back from his 2-week-long vacation.
It's not a vacation.
It's vacation of doing work.
Yeah.
Way to break kayfabe, dude.
Oh, man.
Interviewing a representative from the state capitol.
Woo.
That was a lot of fun last Wednesday.
Yeah.
Love that B2 grind.
Yeah. That's tough, man.
Get ready, Chris. It's coming.
Oh, I can't wait. I tried going down to this one time last semester. I was down in Jeff City to try to, like, wrangle up some representatives. It's hard.
Yeah, you got to contact them ahead of time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I did, but, like, it's like, hopping around. It's, like, it's hard, man. It's tough. Like, you never know. But you know what we do know? Is that Mizzou is on a 5-game win streak at home. They are currently at a 9-5 record. So let's talk about some of their fatalities. Northwestern, first one up.
Sweep.
Yeah, it was a genuine sweep. Wasn't even really that close either.
I mean, the first game was close, but after that, it was very much, you know, they blew them out of the water.
Yeah, I believe the first game ended 9-4. Which I guess is close relative.
3-2.
3-2. I'm sorry. I think I got my tab switched around. My bad. But yeah, so there was that. And then there was, let's see, or some of the other box scores here.
16-11 on Saturday over Northwestern.
And then 9-4.
I don't even want to look at the time of that game, 16-11.
Oh, gosh, that must have taken years.
You know the irony about all this with people saying baseball takes way too long?
What is it?
Those are the same people that say, I want to see more scoring.
Yeah.
You can't have both.
You really can't.
You really can't have both.
If you want if you look at when the Astros played in the World Series against the Dodgers, and there was that one game that ended like 12-11.
Oh, there's so much scoring.
Yeah.
Oh, and the World Series is even worse, all the pitching changes.
Yeah, like that game had to have gone at least 5 hours, you know?
At the very least.
And they've done a study recently on the length of baseball games. It's only up like 9 minutes since like the 80s.
Yeah, like there's...
And the main 9 minutes there is probably advertising, what I would guess.
Oh, most assuredly. You know, waiting for the guy to come back in the TV timeout, that takes at least, you know, 30 seconds an inning. And that stuff adds up, especially when you go to extras.
Yeah, especially. So let's talk about who's been hitting. Who's been hot behind the bat for... Actually, we need to talk about Arkansas State.
That was sad, man. I produced that game yesterday. I was in the studio for
you were.
4 hours.
Yeah, it was soldiering through it.
Oh, it was just very terrible.
Is there no run rule in the SEC?
There's no run rule in the SEC.
There is in softball.
Yeah, there is.
Half the time, Missouri batters got on base due to a walk. Half the time, they scored due to...
Oh, 12 walks.
Half the time, they scored due to a subsequent walk or a little, you know, bloop hit to right field or something. We had two players balked in to score.
Oh, Lordy.
Two balks, 4 hit by pitch, 1 intentional walk batter. I guess it doesn't really matter, but 12 walks and 6 strikeouts.
There was one very interesting moment right near the end, at like the top of the 7th, when Arkansas State was already down like 14-1 or something, and an Arkansas State player looked to have been hit by a pitch. They sent it to replay review. Replay confirmed he was not hit by the pitch, and then somebody on Arkansas State's team got thrown out of the ball game. We don't know who it was. We don't know what happened. Their first base coach, who we thought had gotten thrown out, was back on the base pass the next inning. I don't know.
That's almost... There's a story about Yogi Berra. It was really hot once at Yankee Stadium.
Uh-huh.
And he was trying to get ejected from the game. Like, it was like 100-plus degrees.
Oh, yeah. My word.
He was trying to get ejected from the game, and anyways, he kept arguing with the umpire throughout the whole thing, and then eventually took off his mask, turned back to the umpire, and The umpire said, Yogi, I'm not tossing you out. As long as I got to stay out here, you're staying out here to suffer with me.
I mean, at that point, yeah, that's fair enough justification in my eyes.
I'm here for that level.
Wanted to go sit back in the clubhouse and cool off.
It was raining and like pretty cold last night as well. Like the weather was terrible. The game went on for 4 hours. Like, and the ump was not like widening his strike zone at all. Like it was a down to the wire called game, you know?
Down to the wire. Oh, please. 16-1.
Well, I mean, you know what I mean. Like he was not skimping on his strikes and balls.
No, sir. Up next for the Tigers after tonight's game against Arkansas State, which you can catch on the sports stream, right?
Correct.
Right now.
Yeah, right now if you wanted to. You can have them both playing at the same time if you want to hear that sounds on your ears.
It's currently like pouring rain outside, so I don't know if that thing's in rain delay or not. Like, ooh, it very well could be.
It very well could be in rain delay. So anyways, moving beyond.
Let's look at the live stats here. Arkansas State's up 4-1, the bottom of the first.
Ooh, uh-oh.
That game started like almost a whole half hour ago, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, I guess it's not a foregone conclusion. These games are.
Oh, they got bases loaded though.
Ooh. Tigers
two outs. Yeah, 0-2 with Vierling at the plate.
Oh, okay. I back Vierling on that.
Hitting .356 on the year.
Yeah, Vierling holding it down. A lot of Tigers holding it down.
Oh. He's drove in 3 runs.
There you go. Tied at 4. What'd I tell you?
What did he do?
He singled.
Of course he did. Probably his. Well,
it's like bases clearing single.
Yeah. When it's so wet outside, where you're just like trying to like hold on to the ball, you like can't. There's like miscommunication because like everyone's losing their minds. It's also raining. It's
advanced to second on the throw. So
wild throw. Probably yeah.
Now another wild pitch, so Vierling's down to third base.
Oh my gosh, it's a mirror image of last night where Arkansas State took a 1-run lead in like the third and then proceeded to not, you know, get out hit by the Tigers per se, but rather they shot themselves in the foot
and just kept
multiple
shooting
times.
With like a Browning. Just
it's
kept
okay.
Going.
The guy up there is batting .132. This is not gonna end well.
Oh, I disagree. I disagree.
Austin James.
I disagree. It could go better than you think with the way this team's been playing.
Okay. Pitchers don't hit in college, do they? It's been a while. Yeah, can't remember that.
Yeah, they do. The Luke Mann who was pitching, who started.
He's hitting .290.
Luke Mann who started yesterday on the mound hit as well. They might have a DH, but sometimes I think they just use the pitcher as a D. I don't know. It's weird. Like sometimes they hit.
Oh, sometimes. Yeah, because sometimes they can sub in a player. They can put a player out in the field and have all the pitcher hit.
Exactly.
They basically have a DH for a different player. Yeah, they have that in the Mink League too.
That's right. So for however that game ends, up next, the Tigers have to play Arkansas.
Number 10, Arkansas.
That's right. They're 13-2 right now, and they're technically their first SEC opponent.
They are, yes. This is the first conference game.
That's right. We got conference play, y'all.
For Missouri. This is. You
Who
know,
says it doesn't happen until April? Liars.
I thought this would be the first real test. I thought this would be the second real test. I thought Northwestern would be the first real test.
No, they just kind of folded like a wet blanket.
Yeah, I mean, it was bad. So this is the first real test.
And boy, howdy. I feel like when you talk about, like, I don't know, like SEC baseball, as far as like being like tests, they're like, that's like up there.
I mean, yeah.
That's like the test you like, you forgot about.
And it's worth like 50% of your semester grade.
Yeah. In all honesty.
You walk in, you got the funeral bells ringing, you're like, bong, time to die.
Just one of those things. Just go up, take your lumps. It's an away game, I believe, for the Tigers, yeah, right?
Down in Fayetteville, so they got the crowd against them. The bomb cyclone that's been hurling through the country is supposed to hit relatively soon here. So it's probably going to be played in the snow or not played at all. It's going to be just really dumb.
Okay. So, all right. So before we go to a break, do you like the odds here? Do you like Mizzou's odds?
Nope. Not at all.
Not even a little bit?
Not even a teensy-weensy bit. They might make one game close.
Okay. Yeah, that probably makes sense. What about you, James? You think they'll make it close?
Well, baseball is one of those odd sports. It's not like football or, you know, basketball where, like, you know, everything's like if a pitcher comes out and has a good outing, it's completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Completely different thing. I think if Mizzou is able to come out and have a good starting, good outing by their starting pitcher, I think they'll be fine.
Okay.
Might be able to keep it close, but it's not like one of those things where like they're guaranteed to blow you out of the water.
Yeah, I agree with that. They're take it from someone who like had to sit through some of these like I guess quote unquote gimme games for like SEC tournament play last year for Mizzou baseball, which just ended up going completely out of hand for Mizzou real quick.
Yep.
And with that, I think we're going to take it to our next and final break, in which we will break down our airing of grievances here on a St. Patrick's Day edition of Salute Your Sports. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Delicious power breakfast. Great way to start the day.
I'm Brandon Anthony.
And I'm Keegan Hartman.
Make sure to tune in every Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. to listen to me.
And me on our new show, Breakfast of Champions.
Here on KCLU Sports, KCLU 88.1 FM.
The Missouri Army National Guard can help you get the education you need to land the career you've always wanted. The Guard will pay up to 100% of your tuition for up to 39 credit hours per academic year at 90 colleges and tech schools across the state. You're eligible as soon as you enlist. Learn more about the many benefits that come with serving part-time in the Missouri Army National Guard. Visit NationalGuard.com today. Sponsored by the Missouri Army National Guard, aired by the Missouri Broadcasters Association and this station.
Is happening, Tigers fans. You're listening to Salute Your Sports, KCLU's longest-running sports talk show, Mizzou Sports Talk Show. I'm Chris Mitchell, here with James Stanley on the boards, and Kyle Jones over there holding it down as our guest host, or co-host. We're about at the end of the show here, so it's about that time for, you already know,
the
hit that button.
The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
That's right, y'all. It's time for the airing of grievances. You know what? I think I'm going to change it up a little bit. I think I'm going to start with, I'm going to have Kyle start, and then wrap it around to James, and then bring it home.
Well, all righty then.
We'll just wait for James to queue up the thing here.
Tell me when to go, and I shall begin.
Okay.
Just go and go.
All righty. I shall go ahead and go, and my airing of grievances victim for this week is Manchester City.
Okay.
So Manchester City is a team that has no history. They were funded entirely by a Saudi Arabian billionaire and have gone on to win the Premier League multiple times in very shady fashion. They decided to make me incredibly angry yesterday. They messed with my squad, and I'm not happy.
Ooh.
Because they hosted Schalke, my favorite German soccer club, and scored a touchdown.
Oh, ja, Schalke.
Yeah, ich war Schalke, and Schalke were beaten by a touchdown, 7-0, and I am now mad, because you do not build a team around Saudi blood money. You build a team around naturally born talents. You build your team around ethics, and you build your team around trust in your community. City has none of that. They built themselves with money that they gained from a...
Do you want to replace City with United States?
I mean, you could.
As of right now?
You could. But I'm going to go with Manchester City because not only that, they are also the most hated rivals of my favorite English soccer club, Manchester United. And Manchester United built themselves out of a railway club. They're the club of the city. They really built themselves up organically with guys like Ryan Giggs and David Beckham, who went through their academy and learned right. They play right. City plays wrong. I do not like Manchester City. James, your turn.
Mine's let's go with the MIAA once again. I think I already harped on them once again for their officials earlier in the year.
Yeah.
Lincoln had a player named Zanisha Dickerson. She averaged 17 points per game, 9 rebounds per game.
All right.
second or third in the conference in scoring, like fourth in rebounds. And then on top of that, she had like four or five steals per game. A player of that caliber should be a first team all conference, right?
Yes.
No, not second team all conference either. She was given honorable mention.
I beg your pardon. Man.
Enough is enough. This is getting ridiculous. There's Lincoln gets the fuzzy end of the lollipop so many times, and it's just not right.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. My airing of grievance. Well, it's not much of a grievance as it is just like a airing of hindsight. Go to the Kansas City Chiefs. Because just this afternoon, they announced that they were going to release Eric Berry. I don't...
Oh, my gosh, James.
For those of you...
Really?
It's a tough one, because, you know, there's, like, the injury question marks. He only played, like, three of his last 35 games, like, fully. But it is unfortunate. I think a lot of that has to do with, like, the bloated contracts that Houston got. About the contract they weren't ready to give to D4 just yet, which allowed them to sort of like dissolve that sort of like old-ish core and paved the way for some new guys, which aren't like super proven, so I don't know. It's unfortunate. Be smart with your contracts, y'all.
Well, you got Patrick Mahomes, so
that's true.
Yeah, but a leader on the team, I thought they'd at least keep him around as like a coach or something.
I agree with that. Let him retire as a Chief.
Yeah, but word on the street is he fully intends to, like, you know, keep playing football, so who knows? Maybe he's got a few more years left in the tank.
This is like Jamal Charles going to the Broncos.
Yeah. Well, we don't know where Eric Berry's going yet. He'll, like, shop around. Anyways, with that, I will say adieu to y'all for this edition of Salute Your Sports. Don't go anywhere. Our coverage of Mizzou versus Georgia for the first round in the men's basketball tournament.
SEC tournament.
We'll begin at around like 5:15, 5:30, something like that.
5:15, I believe.
5:15, something like that. So in just like 15 minutes. For James Stanley, for Kyle Jones.